Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Fire, fire. The world's worst fire service. A fire service that can't even keep its own fire station and engine safe doesn't exactly inspire confidence, complained one local after disorganized firemen from Wales accidentally burnt their own station to the ground. All six fire engines perished in the 3 million pound blaze, and it took 250 firemen from nearby towns to finally get control of the inferno. Investigators believe the firefighters could have sparked the blaze themselves in a training exercise accident, or that it could have been faulty wiring. The weekend blaze was the second time the brigade has lost all its engines in a fire. The station was recently rebuilt in 1994 and had just invested in new equipment.
Recently rebuilt? The best job in the world. Tourism chiefs in Australia are offering what they say is the best job in the world. A caretaker of a paradise island. The job will take minimal effort for laid-back duties that work out at nearly £1,000 an hour. The new post on Hamilton Island on the Great Barrier Reef is a relaxing job and doesn't call for much in the way of experience. It requires no academic qualifications, but applicants must be able to swim and must have an adventurous attitude. The 6-month contract comes with a £70,000 salary package and a free 3-bedroom house. Bosses say they want the caretaker to promote the island to a global market. The only requirement is that the caretaker keeps a blog of what's going on, a job that should take less than 3 hours a week. The rest of the time they can go diving, help marine biologists, or come up with ideas for new activities for visitors. British-based Tourism Queensland spokesman said, "This is the best job in the world. There's no question about it. I'm sure we won't have any problem finding a large quantity of applicants. The job has been advertised in more than 15 countries, and the candidate will be announced next month."